Prococo, along with three businessmen, is accused of engineering two bribery schemes. In one, he allegedly arranged for his wife to get a $90,000 a year teaching job with a power plant company, where she did little work. In the other, Prococo is charged with taking $35,000 in bribes from the Syracuse-based Core Development Company, paid through a shell company set up by another former Cuomo associate, lobbyist Todd Howe. Howe has already pled guilty to eight felonies and is expected to be a star witness in the trial. In exchange, Prococo is accused of doing favors for the businesses, including obtaining a raise for the Core Company president's son, who worked as a lower-level aide in the governor's office. The prosecution called on Linda Lacewell, now Cuomo's chief of staff, who was the governor's chief risk officer when Prococo was in state government. She was so diligent at her job of identifying potential pitfalls in administration projects that she told the jury she'd earned the nickname the Minister of Defense. Lacewell told the court that Prococo, whose official title was Executive Deputy Secretary to the governor, was one of Cuomo's four top staff members, overseeing the governor's public events, hiring for the governor's office, and dealing with labor unions, local government leaders, and the legislature. She says the two were very close and that Prococo would usually be wherever the governor was. Prococo was also close to the governor's father, the late Governor Mario Cuomo, and even, Lacewell testified, had personal information about the Cuomos on his home computer, including details about Mario Cuomo's estate and Andrew Cuomo's taxes. That became an issue, she says, when on April 26, 2016, she received a call from Prococo saying that the FBI was raiding his house and confiscating his personal laptop, as well as documents regarding his wife Lisa's employment with the power company. Lacewell says it was then that she first learned of Lisa Prococo's job. She says Prococo also told her and the governor that day that he had accepted payments from CORE, the Syracuse developers, through Todd Howe. Lacewell says the governor seemed very surprised to learn about the arrangements and asked Prococo to repeat them. Lacewell was also asked by the prosecution about Prococo's time in 2014. That's when he left state government and was off the state payroll managing Cuomo's re-election campaign. She says Prococo frequently occupied his old office, which connected to the governor's office, even though he was not working for the government, and that no one replaced him in the post and the office remained empty. She also said Prococo normally frowned upon giving raises to junior workers in the governor's office and expressed the belief that public service should be its own reward. In cross-examination, Prococo's attorney asked Lacewell to describe Prococo's loyalty to the governor and his well-known desire to protect Cuomo in political and even personal matters. Attorney Barry Borer also established in his questioning that Prococo was well aware that the governor prized integrity and honesty, even emblazoning the words, "We work for the people," on a pin that he required all of his staff to wear. Lacewell will continue her testimony Thursday. The governor's top economic development official for Central New York is expected to go next. In New York, I'm Karen DeWitt.